We're here with Jackie Nygaard. He is a mathematics professor here at BYU-Idaho, and he's this week's devotional speaker. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
So, Jackie, why don't you tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind your devotional address? It's entitled Puzzling Through the Repetitions of Life.
One of the things that kind of at the center of it, a talk that Elder Renland and Sister Renland gave last semester when they were here, and he said something that really resonated with me. And he talked about the doctrine of Christ. If you recall, his talk was on the doctrine of Christ. And he said that it is something that has to be repeated throughout our lives. And he used a specific phrase that really stuck with me. And it was that we would have to do it repeatedly and iteratively. And that really, you know, being from mathematics, that word iteratively really stuck with me and thought, well, what does that mean? When he says that the doctrine of Christ is something that we have to do repeatedly and iteratively, what does that mean? And so I had been thinking about that, and then when I was asked, I dug in a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm. So outright, what comes to my mind is this question between, is repetition boring or is it fascinating and intriguing? For example, when we visit the temple, there's, and even within the gospel of Jesus Christ, there are patterns and repetitions. So how do we find, you know, kind of dig into those repetitions and find the beauty in that is a question that comes to my mind.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And like you say, you go to the church over and over again. We hear the same lessons over and over again. And quite often we'll hear others talk about, oh, wow, I'm always learning something new. And sometimes people will sit back and think, well, what am I missing? You know, I'm not seeing it. It just feels like repetition. And yeah, it seems a little bit boring. And what we really, I think, need to understand is how can that repetition really help us grow? So there's a quote that I share in the talk from President Hinckley that repetition is a law of learning. And so how do we make sure that we are getting that learning out of the repetition as opposed to what we're warned about in the scriptures as vain repetition?
Yeah, that's a great point. Now, you're a mathematics professor, and so I imagine that there's a lot of interesting repetition within mathematics that you probably have been able to draw upon as you've thought about this topic.
Absolutely. In mathematics, there is some very deep, you know, meaning with repetition, and especially when you bring in this idea of iteration. And so that's kind of one of the central parts of what I will talk about in my talk. Is this, what is iteration and how is it different than mere repetition? And how can we use this idea of iteration to help us in whatever it is that we're repeating every day or every week or whatever the case may be? We need to understand that iteration involves a process where it's not just repeating it from the same point that we would start at originally. Mm-hmm. We begin to, we do something, and as a result of doing that or learning something, we're something different. Mm-hmm. And then when it's repeated, we go back and we've already learned something. So when we go through it again, it's not like starting from the beginning, it's repeating. Mm-hmm. And we're going to learn something different because we are something different when we repeat it. And mm-hmm. So that iteration, every iteration, we're going to change. And as a result of that change, something's going to happen differently when you repeat the process.
I love that concept. And as a music major, a musician, I'm not a stranger to the concept of repetition. The term that comes to my mind is just practice.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a phrase where I said, I could talk about this using just about any subject, but because I'm a math professor, I'm going to speak to it from a perspective of a math professor.
Sure.
And so you'll hear some examples of the mathematics uh-huh. in there.
Going along with this idea of repetition, you kind of bring in this analogy or this imagery of a puzzle and how repetition relates to the puzzle of repetition. I was wondering if you could discuss a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Number one, I just love puzzles. They keep me engaged. They get me thinking. And those are two very important things to me. You know, it's just if I'm thinking, then I'm engaged. Those things go together. And so a puzzle, you know, you have the repetition. You have a way of putting it together. And it involves a lot of repetition. But there's also reward through that repetition. And if you think about a puzzle as well, when you put in, once you put in one piece, the puzzle has changed. And you put in another piece. And if you've ever noticed what happens with a puzzle as you get close to the end, quite often the time it takes to find that next piece starts to fall into place, and you start to say, oh, okay. And then you get into this flow and you're like, oh, this is just coming together. And sometimes at the beginning, it seems a little bit overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And you feel like, oh, I'm just repeatedly trying this, you know, this piece and then this piece, and I'm not finding it. And it can be a little bit frustrating. But if, as we keep working at it and we find one thing, one connection, and then that helps us move on to another one, because every time we find a piece, now the puzzle is a little bit different. Kind of like what we are when we are repeating. Sometimes it may seem a little bit hard or challenging and maybe even monotonous at times. Mm-hmm. But once you've repeated it, quite often things become a little bit clearer. We change, just like the puzzle changes. And then we are able to come back to it a little bit different. And then we take another step. And over time, things tend to come together for us.
Yeah, I love the terms that we're using. You mentioned flow. The word that comes to my mind is method. There are a variety of methods. And when it comes to the gospel, Christ, you know, has, in a sense, given us a method, a process, a type of repetition that we can use in our lives to draw closer to our Heavenly Father. And there's almost an ironic lack of monotony and repetition within that repetition when you think about it, because it can apply, you know, you can take one method and apply it in so many different ways. I love that.
Absolutely. And going back to what Elder Renlund talked about, the doctrine of Christ, you know, faith, repentance, baptism, and then receiving that gift of the Holy Ghost. Like you say, there's nothing monotonous about knowing that you have felt and know intimately what that gift is like, and you really want it again. You know, you want to repeat that. You want to make sure that that's a part of your life.
Certainly. And now, I love this concept of repetition. I'm curious, there's been a number of comments and activity on the discussion board about your devotional address. What are some of those comments that you found insightful from students both here and across the globe who've commented on the discussion board?
It has been fun to see the different insights they've had and the different challenges that they face. You know, they've talked about it both as, oh, you know, this repetition is monotonous. You know, that I have to go to class over and over again. And it one student talked about taking the same route to class every day and doing it without even thinking about it. And that student was pointing out that maybe there would be more if he kind of left and tried a different route. But I also think that he also recognized that maybe there are things along that route that are different from one day to the next. Mm-hmm. That even though we're repeating, there's still things to see. There's still things to learn if we open our eyes. If we're not buried in our headphones and looking at the ground or our cell phone as we're walking across campus. That there's different people that we are going to come across, and there's different. You know, the scenery, the weather changes, and everything can bring us greater understanding of something as simple and mundane as our walk to class.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, for students who express concerns about the monotony of life and how sometimes doing the daily grind can be tiring and monotonous, what kind of insight or comfort or counsel would you give to those who are expressing the burden of that monotony that they might be experiencing in their life?
Absolutely. There are things that, you know, maybe they just need to be repeated.
And you're not necessarily going to like it.
Exactly. Sometimes they're hard. You know, mm-hmm. I have to shave every morning. I have to put a tie on before I go to work. And, you know, those may not be my favorite things. But when we can step back and look at the bigger picture and try to understand, well, why is this important? Why do we do this? And sometimes we may not agree with every reason why that we're given, but we recognize that it seems to be important. And even if it's just because it's important to somebody else, maybe that's an important thing for us to learn. Mm-hmm. That and quite often there's also direction from somebody who knows something that we don't. And sometimes we don't understand the why as much as I am an advocate for trying to figure that out. Sometimes we don't fully know. And in those cases, we still need to have either discipline or the will to say, okay, I'm going to move forward anyway with faith. And with the faith that, okay, this is important, and I'm going to trust that somebody whoever's providing the direction, whether it's commandments from the Lord or whether it's the direction from a teacher, that I need to trust them that this is going to pay off, that this is going to have value in some way. I could give you an example if you're interested at all of an experience that I had with this kind of thing.
Certainly.
When I was when I graduated from college, just before I graduated, I went into teaching mathematics. And I had a cooperating teacher when I went and did my student teaching. And I was very blessed because he was very willing to let me try different things and do new things. But and before I started, I spent a lot of time watching him. And as I watched him, I, to be honest, was probably a little bit critical of what I saw. Because, you know, I'd learned things in college about what you were supposed to do when you're teaching, and he didn't really do a lot of those things. But, and to be honest, it seemed a little bit boring and monotonous of the routine that he had. And I probably was a little bit critical and went ahead and he let me do my own thing. And so I did my own thing. And I quickly learned that all those things that he did were really, really helpful. Tried. And they made all the difference for how that class ran.
Tried and proven.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And when I was student teaching, I kind of had the advantage because the students were trained. They knew that routine. And so I could come in and do a few things differently, and that would get them excited. But I had the benefit of that routine. And then when I started teaching myself the first time, and I hadn't really thought that those things were all that important. And so I tried to just do my, you know, creative things to get the students engaged in the mathematics and getting them excited. And to be quite honest, it was a disaster. It was a disaster because I hadn't attended to those little routine things that had to be repeated every day. And as a result, my classroom was a little bit chaotic there for a while until I had that realization and said, wow, he knew what he was doing. Mm-hmm. And I gained a great appreciation for the master he was at the monotonous and the routine.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about your devotional address?
Well, I hope that the real message that this repetitive nature of the doctrine of Christ and the repetitive nature of mortality can be an incredible blessing to us And it's not something that we have to, you know, try to veer away from. But if we embrace it, we'll find that it will move us to higher and higher levels.
Excellent. We've been here with Brother Jackie Nygaard. He is a mathematics professor on BYU Idaho campus, and he's our devotional speaker today. Brother Nygaard, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.